Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All those things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including controversy. We didn't tackle this during the show today because it needs a longer explanation, I think, and there's more nuances than you can do in, you know, 1 minute segments on the radio. It has to do with sports, and Gavin, you should probably be all in on this and have an opinion. A day after Mark Cuban signed the national anthem, said the national anthem no longer is going to be played at the Dallas Mavericks home games. The NBA said no. All teams have to play the national anthem, in keeping with a long-standing league policy, because the Mavericks haven't played the anthem before any of its preseason or regular season games this season. And on Wednesday, though, the team announced that it would then follow league rules and play them from here on out and stuff. And so you're like, well, what is the big deal? Why would they do that? The reason for not playing it, as Cuban said, we respect and always have respected the passion people have for the anthem and our country, but we also loudly hear the voices of those who feel the anthem does not represent them. We feel their voices need to be respected and heard too, because they have not been. But at what cost? You've already got the thing you do. You take the knee. I get it. You take the knee, you show the solidarity, but now you're saying that everyone else's opinion doesn't matter, and you're taking that away. Because here's my big problem with this. Starting rant now. I'm not a racist, but the minute you say you're not a racist, you sound more racist, and you can't ever defend it. But my point is, they've taken the national anthem, and they've put it on the same level with removing, like, a Confederate soldier statue that owned slaves, or was part of the KKK. Mm-hmm. You've made those two things equitable, and that's a problem. I have a problem with that. Like, that's a big deal, because you're basically saying that we don't play the national anthem because America just supports racism and division, and that's just not true.
So how should they look at it instead? How do you think they should look at it instead?
I agree that, like, he needs to be a person that is sensitive to the people that he is dealing with, you know, in his professional teams. And a lot of them do have issues. They have had run-ins with the law. This all started from, you know, taking the knee with Colin Kaepernick and other sports doing this to make a protest and have their voice heard that, hey, racial inequality does exist in this world. I get it. And so everyone did, you know, for the most part, I think in most sports, they accepted that. Some sports are like, you know, you have to be out here and do this. But most sports accepted you can take the knee, you can not stand, whatever. And that's their moment to give their message.
Some
you know?
Teams even let the players just stay in the locker room.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like if you don't want to hear it, or if it's something that doesn't, if it's something you just don't agree with or want to hear, and you have that option to just stay back, that makes sense. I think the most surprising part of this for me is that this happened in a Texas sports team. Like, if this happened with, like, a California stadium or something, then I think there's a part of me that would be a little bit more understanding, at least of the social context, but for it to come out of, and I know Mark Cuban's not necessarily a Texas guy and all that, but it surprised me that it came out of Texas.
The thing about this is, when you take the anthem out and you equate it with the anthem now stands for racism, mm-hmm. where do you stop? Because that's just not the case. Yes, we have a racial divide in this country. Yes, it's a mess. Have black people gotten the short end of the stick throughout the years in this country? Absolutely. How do you change it? You don't change it by this is only going to further entrench racism. It's going to draw lines, and it's going to take people on the fringe of it and make them more apt to be susceptible to going, you know, this isn't right, and I'm not a racist, and it doesn't start a conversation at all. It actually just draws lines.
Plus, we're talking about a stadium that's not full of people right now too,
right?
Like, we're talking about just maybe less than, like, a couple hundred people who are, like, the staff and the players out there. And I understand that it's taking a stand for and supporting his players. And I think that that is admirable. It's like standing up for those people who inherently work for you.
Right.
Like, that's admirable. But I do agree that, like, this is just not the way to combat things. And there are other things that, like, the NBA and the NFL, and even during the Super Bowl, there was a little highlight where the NFL said they're donating $250 million to, like, combat racism in America.
Sure.
I don't know what that looks like. I'd also love to know, like, what that looks like,
too.
When they say,
who does that go,
like,
to?
Michael Jordan said, like, I'm donating $10 million to combat racism. And I'm like, I don't know what that looks like. But I'd love to know. Maybe I I can do research. That's on me to do the research on that. But
now, you could make the argument, and I'm okay with this argument, that the national anthem, what does it have to do with sports? You know, and because Cuban actually made that point. He said, the national anthem police in this country are out of control. If you want to complain, complain to your boss and ask why they don't play the national anthem every day before you start work. So, like, I understand that. Sure. You could make the point, hey, this is a sport. It's a game. It's been tradition that we do this, but why are we doing it? These two things are not connected. Patriotism, other than NASCAR, patriotism and sports don't necessarily have to be on the same playing sure. field. But we always do it. We have the Blue Angels flyover and all of that stuff. So we do have a connection between those two things. But I'm arguing that, yeah, there doesn't have to be. Like, if you said, yeah, we're going to get rid of this in general just because... I would understand that more than I would understand it because you now have made the national anthem a symbol of racism. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have a problem. That's what I have a big problem with. Because if we're not careful, we are going to further divide this country and really jack it up. I'm telling you, man, these next 4 years are going to be super telling as to how things go in our country racially. And I have this fear that we are not going to get closer together. I have this fear we are going to get farther apart. So there you go. The aftercast masks. Hey, something else controversial.
Masks.
Yeah. The CDC is now recommending that you wear not one but two masks.
That's so funny. I get that it's like, you know, like more protection. It keeps all the air particles in your. Both your masks, but it's so much work.
I have trouble keeping track of one.
Yeah.
And I never wash it. You know, it's like, do you wash your mask, Rock?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
It, even if I wear it for maybe one visit to like into Walgreens or something,
you do not.
And I wash it. Yes.
Oh, I've got one that's gone weeks.
But I think the difference is I wear makeup where y'all don't.
Oh, that's a good
and
point.
So if I don't, it just gets kind of nasty.
I get that.
So yeah, I need to actually wash mine. I was thinking today, I was like, man, if I need to go anywhere, I don't know if I can because I don't have any more masks. Like, I need to wash them all.
I have had that happen where I thought I had my mask in my truck, but my wife took them out to wash them. Mm. And so that's worse not having a mask. I'd rather have a dirty mask than not have a mask, you know? And so, like, I always keep two masks in my truck, two masks in her car. I should keep one in my bag, too, because I always have my bag with me. So that way I always have one. Because I've had to use my buddies before when we went somewhere. I'm like, I don't have a mask. And he's like, oh, you use this one. And it happened twice. And once he gave me, like, a surgical mask. I'm like, oh, that's good. It came out of a wrapper. The other one, he's like, oh, I washed this one. It should be good. I'm like, when?
It should be?
Yeah, it should be good. Should be is not what I want to hear with this.
What kind of masks does Gregor Bear have?
Like, he has, like, some skull masks, like, because he likes those things.
So cool.
So question.
Yeah.
Let's say that he was in a bind and he needed a mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the only ones you had were the ones that your wife made you of Mickey Mouse.
Oh, he would go, I'll get COVID. Like, I'll just risk it.
Let's say... y'all drive somewhere, going into Walmart, and you both put on a mask, but the only ones you have is a Mickey Mouse one.
Yes.
Will he go in with you?
Absolutely not. No, he actually doesn't care about that stuff. He's so laid back, like, and I think that's what I like about him. Like, he's a guy that really could not give a rip what anyone thinks about him. And so, yeah, like he's like there's things he's worn that I'm not going in there. I care more about it than he does. So they're saying, and the reason for the two mask, like they're saying, if you wear the surgical mask, most people don't wear them tight around their face, and they have gaps, and so that's what they're warning against.
Sure.
Is the gaps is where it can still get in. So they said they did a test, and that with two masks, it cut down 95% of transmission of the virus for people. But man, again, that's a hard sell. I think you're gonna have a hard time running that one
I
up the
too.
Ladder. You know, it's like, okay, we got one. We're just now finally most of us starting to wear one.
Right.
Like you start asking for two, and you're gonna have a revolt on your hands.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for the least of these, Lady Rock?
Kevin Hart, the comedian, he just found out that his personal shopper was spending $1 million of Kevin Hart's money. So he stole $1 million from Kevin
Hart. Oh, no. Like he was supposed to shop for Kevin and then bought stuff for himself?
Mm-hmm. It says that he was swindling the money, like taking it off of Kevin's credit card because he had it as his personal shopper. But then he would take the money and put it in his own account. And so now you're probably wondering, well, what did he want that money for? Well, I will tell you what he wanted it for. He stole the money over nearly 2 years and decided to buy himself five really nice watches, worth more than $400,000.
Ho!
A very nice painting by Sam Friedman.
Well, at least he's got taste.
Yeah, it's culture.
16 Bear Brick collectible dolls.
But he's still a kid.
Bear Brick? I have no idea what that is. Five Calls collectible dolls. I don't know what that is.
I wonder if he's hoping those are going to increase in value, like he thinks he's investing.
Or does he have kids that he's... What, dolls?
I don't know. And then two Louis Vuitton bags.
Hey. Oh, that makes sense. They always hold their
those
value.
Those are great.
Yeah, those hold their value.
So I'm sure he's going to be sued or put in prison. I'm not sure, but you know... I don't know. When you give your credit card to people, and you gotta trust them.
You know what? I give my credit card to Gavin every week to get us breakfast. Usually,
and always like, comes back with it.
But he may be stealing.
He might be because I don't check my statement.
Oh, but your wife hasn't said anything. So
that's true. Probably. My wife checks my statement.
I don't even know how I would do.
I know what you would do. This is sad because it makes me look like
I'm definitely not giving Ron my credit card.
You put the credit card in, and then you know when it says, would you like any cash back? You could be like, yeah, $100.
Yeah.
I haven't done that, though.
Okay, thanks. And then, but now I know Rock
would. I can't promise that I would.
I see how people, like celebrities, get money stolen from them. Because when you're working with large sums of money, it becomes numbers. Like, it doesn't feel real. Like, $50,000 when you have...
Oh.
$15 million in the bank is statistically like nothing. It's nominal.
That would be everything to me.
Yeah, and it's just numbers, though. You know, it's like I have a finance guy that I use to do like my investments because I've been investing for years back when I made lots of money at my other gigs, and so this guy's been investing that money, and it would be so easy to be stolen from or be swindled, especially when you're working on giant sums of money like celebrities are, because I have no idea what he's doing. Like, I'm like, hey, you want to, here's more money. Do what you need to do, because you know more about this than I do.
Yeah.
And, like, just please keep making me more money. And that's what he does. But he could definitely have stolen from me at any point in time. And I would have never known. Like, I wouldn't even know. Like, I start looking at the they send me, like, all of the spreadsheets and everything. And I'm like, I'm going to really dive in.
Excel sheet.
You find yourself later. There's a drool puddle on the top sheet.
I fall asleep by line four. You know,
okay, and I'm like, good work. I'm out. I'm all
like,
right.
So I always just tell him like, hey man, here's the money. Do what you think is best. Just please don't steal from me. I just ask him like, please just don't steal from me.
As he pockets the money.
Yeah.
Money, please.
Please. Lady Rock, do you have any birthdays today?
I do. I have one.
Let's go.
Josiah to his beautiful wife Carrie. He said she is from Canada and she loves matcha green tea. A little known fact, I don't know, Josiah, Carrie, if y'all know this, but matcha green tea, I was told by someone that used to work here that was all about health. Oh, you should get a matcha green tea at Starbucks. They're really good for your health. And what it is they take like these green leaves and then they crush them and make like a thin green powder.
Yep.
And it's supposed to have all of these health benefits and then they can make a latte out of it.
I bet it does not taste good.
It doesn't taste that bad, actually.
Oh, really?
It really doesn't.
Haley gets one from Dunkin' Donuts because we're really close to one and she gets the cold one. So I
don't think Dunkin' Donuts would have anything healthy.
I know. Like, why would you put something green on your menu?
But here's the thing. You cannot have more than one a day.
Ugh.
I was told that the leaves come from Japan or China. I can't remember.
Sure.
But the soil that it's grown into, sorry, I was having to concentrate on saying soil instead of soil. Soil that it grows into has a lot of lead, I guess, because of the pollution.
Sense.
And so it soaks into the leaves.
Uh-huh.
And you would think, well, green tea would have that same thing. The difference is matcha takes the leaf and crushes it where green tea steams it. So it's not as bad. But matcha, I was told you can only have one a day because there's so much lead that your body can handle.
Huh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Matcha tea. I like myself some matcha tea.
I like that.
Yeah, good stuff.
If you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life.
Macho Man, Village People, done.
What would it be?
Nailed it. Not even a question, not even a hesitation.
I think mine would be Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Way Up.
You know what? I don't hate that song. There's something about it.
Before you go-go, don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
It always makes me happy every time I see that one.
It's so peppy.
Yeah, I like that one. I
Gavin?
Think of, like, Gasoline fights at Zoolander with that.
I liked, I don't hear it too often, but I feel like it would always put me in a good mood, but I did like that Black Eyed Peas song that came out of that show Songland.
Oh,
the
Be
Different, Be Nice.
Oh, nice.
It just, I feel like, and maybe it might get annoying, but I'd rather have a good message being pumped into my brain forever than something that I'm like, that's angsty or moody.
Than our message of Wally's being macho, macho man. Yeah. Wake me up.
I don't know. Ours is pretty good, too. Like I don't know. Who would you want to spend the rest of your life with on an island with that song? I don't know. All right. Well, that is going to do it for your Aftercast today. And as always, thank you for being a potty.